As you heard this morning on KMOX, more developments overnight in the case of a man on death row for the murder of a St. Louis reporter. In court Wednesday, Marcellus Williams reached a consent agreement that would take him off death row in exchange for life in prison. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey challenged that order. Now, the Missouri Supreme Court has issued an order to the St. Louis County Circuit Court commanding the judge in the case set aside that agreement or explain why he won't. To explain more on this is David Bruns, an attorney in private practice here in St. Louis who has dealt with death penalty cases. David, thank you very much for spending some time with us. What is your reaction to that latest news?
Well, so this is all very new, all under the, you know, it's a new law that it's very unclear as to how all this is going to end up. But I agree, the judge can either explain why he has the power to be able to set aside this and accept the new agreement, or they can proceed with the hearing, the innocence hearing.
Now, they did reschedule, as we heard from Sean Malone, they rescheduled that evidentiary hearing for next week. You know, part of this was the petition sent to the Supreme Court from the Missouri Attorney General. Explain his role in this case.
Well, the Attorney General has a right, I believe, to on all sort of civil matters as this, and is in. And the reason that this is a civil matter is because this is already a conviction, and that there is, at least ostensibly, the judge may not have the right to set aside this conviction.
Give us some background on the Alford plea. What is an Alford plea, for those who don't know?
An Alford plea is where a person gets up and says, the state has enough evidence to convict me, but I am not admitting that I did this. It has the same effect as pleading guilty. When one normally pleads guilty in court, they have to go before the judge and say, I did this. I am guilty of this offense.
You know, a lot of this centered around the evidence that they were saying now basically, you know, has been compromised because of how much it was handled during the original court case and beyond. We're looking at less than a month by the time this hearing is held next week until the scheduled execution. You know, I'm wondering for defense attorneys how much they're going to be watching this case and how it could impact future cases from here on out when we're looking at death penalty cases.
It's impossible. It's impossible to say how it's going to affect. But even to get this point, you have to have a local prosecutor who wants to set aside, for whatever reason, the death sentence. So, and that's out of the cases that get to a death sentence, which luckily, I would say, is that there are fewer and fewer death sentences that are being handed down.
David, have you ever seen anything like this? I mean, there's a lot of unknown here, obviously, right now, but you have a lot of experience in death penalty cases.
I mean, having a lot of experience is relative. There are people that have, you know, done it for 40 years. I think that I tried my first death penalty case in around 2000, 2001, something along those lines. So, and I have never, ever seen anything like this. In some ways, I would say that this is sort of politics at its worst. If you look on the Attorney General's website, they're saying that, you know, I like stand in and, you know, I'm here to like, you know, defend, quote, victims. Well, apparently the victim family is, at least a majority of it, is not in favor of the death sentence. There certainly could be some political motive on, you know, the prosecutor's part. It's criminal law and politics do not mix.
So I'm wondering, so let's say they satisfy the requirements of the Missouri Supreme Court. They have this evidentiary hearing as scheduled next week. Could the prosecutor then come back and pursue the Alford plea again?
It is unclear if they can. They have to somehow, the judge has to have the authority to undo the death sentence. I think the ultimate thing is, what happens after the evidentiary hearing if he finds that, in fact, there's evidence of innocence? What happens then if they then decide, well, maybe he's innocent? Do they let, and then he, what? He's going to get let go like Lamar Johnson? That certainly is not the result that the Attorney General's office is looking for. So in some ways, you know, I would maintain that this is, you know, you want to talk about getting finality to all of this. It is that if they would let him do it, is it that's how they get finality? Because then he's going to spend the rest of his life in prison.
Continuing coverage, ongoing developments in the case of Marcellus Williams, attorney in private practice here in St. Louis, David Bruns, offering some analysis. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.